Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, I want to say that well, the legacy songs are still out, so I hope you consider, you know, it has you know, some of the hits, and it has the song "I Do Love You." It is out for you to enjoy.
I really wanna be with you, be beside you for true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Oh, don't you know, really do? Don't you know, really do? Don't you know? I really want to love you, that's why I wanna marry you. You are the one for me, for eternity.
That was "I Do Love You." You can listen to the whole thing. You can listen to the whole song on Twitter. You can listen to Apple and Spotify. Spotify, you can listen for free. They are for you to enjoy, to listen to, and to buy. I wrote all the lyrics, the melody on the keyboard. It's a song that I love to, the, you know, about my essence, to write songs about love. There's a struggle, you know, a struggle to make music. It's been painful, you know, having the talent and go through years of struggle and treated, ignored, and not seeing that dream happen. But the dream, you know, I continue to believe in the dream happened, but I have it released. That's one step to get to the ultimate joy. Oh, that dream happening. I suffered so much, you know, I had such a bad life, but in spite of it all, I continue to be positive. It's hard. And that's why I wrote I Do Love You, because I Do Love You is about finding love with someone else, or finding love inside myself. Because the highest form of love is to find love inside myself, because before I can love anyone else, I had to love myself first. And and that's what I Do Love You was inspired by, so that I have the faith and love of myself, and I can love someone else. And love was hard to write about, because I felt in this lifetime I wasn't really loved or respected for who I really was. People recognized my intellectual talents at times, but they didn't recognize anything else. They really didn't recognize me as a person. You know, wasn't really loved, you know. And the people who I wanted to fall in love never loved me. It was a breakup, a painful breakup, because, you know, I was looking for love in the wrong places. I didn't have love inside myself. I was in love with somebody I truly cared about, and who I felt really almost destroyed me because that person didn't love me. And they told me it was over. And they moved away, but it was painful. But I realized it was the right thing, but it still was painful because I've invested so much into something that wasn't real. And that's why I write about love. Love, because love is inspiration to find love with someone else who truly loved me for who I am. It's so important. It really is. It's just like we have to find love with thyself. You know, if we find love with someone else, that's great. For me, I didn't just find that. You know, it was twisted or misconstrued or was with the wrong person. And you know why I talk about this, because I've written a song, you know, about, you know, directly about that. Yes, I did. And it was a dance song, you know, you remember that song. That song, I'm Over You, was about falling in love with the wrong person. Or, you know, I wish that person the best, but, you know, it was painful because love has, it just never was there. And to write about it was so great because I think the good experience I had with the relationship I have, and just write about it because, you know, I had such a bad life in so many ways, shape, and form, and love was one of them. And falling in love with the wrong person and not seeing the potential that I had at the time was painful. It took me, it's still painful, you know, when I think about that relationship. It was misguided. And so I had to move on. And it's like I was over them. I healed to enough to say I was over them. I try to give whatever relationships I have the love and respect as much as possible. Because it's something that I never had. It was painful, you know, to think about it. You know, if you listen to all my songs, you know, I'm not just, you know, singing pop. But I am pretty much a pop singer, but even though I'm a pop singer, I sing a little rock. You know, here's this other song, you know, this song is rock, you know.
To be the best I could be.
You can listen to that on Spotify. It's like the cool, you know, I had, you know, just so much heartbreaks, you know, not doing any schooling. But in spite of it, I still had to move on. You know, I had to get over it. It's very difficult to be strong and be stronger. And that's why I had to continue with that dream, even though I haven't seen it. And despite the heartbreaks and lack of appreciation by what I felt the world and the planet has to recognize stuff like on the grand scale, I still have to recognize myself because it's so painful. That's why it was songwriting, singing became so important because the, you know, lack of recognition, being ignored or not giving the rightful attention. So I sang out my feelings and then the songwriting came into play because writing about situations, in particular with love, is the highest form of, it's the most important thing to write about, I think, love, because self-love is especially essential. And that's something I learned to have, even if the world doesn't like me, and even though that's painful in itself, I still have to like myself. And that's one day at a time, take one day at a time, you know. One Day at a Time. So I hope you like legacy songs. All the songs, I like really. I was inspired by direct experiences and experience in general. Again, love is the most important thing because it keeps everything together. And I'm going to try to keep myself together. And I want to tell you that songs are here for you. And I always say, whatever you wish for may all come true. Hope my wishes come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And may God bless you all. Remember, because we're all equal, we're all the same. Good day, good night from Dove Night.